You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello. Thank you for listening and tuning in today. You are listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast coming to you from Victory International Praise Ministries, where the pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I just want to say we appreciate you, all of our faithful listeners, tuning in weekdays, Fridays at 6. Make a note, Fridays at 6, tuning in every weekday. May God bless each and every one of you. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm sitting in the studios, thankful for the opportunity to use this platform to share the good news of God's word. And God certainly has good news concerning each and every one of us. God certainly loves you, and it is by divine appointment that you've tuned into this radio dial today. So I pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you today. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor. What an awesome God you are. Faithful, holy, righteous, loving, kind, good, long-suffering, forgiving. Father, we need you. We ask today that you would have your way. Holy Spirit, come and speak to the hearts and the minds as we listen to what it is you want to share with each and every one of us, that we would be built up and strengthened in the things of God, and that we would grow thereby by leaps and bounds. Thank you, Father, that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us. Thank you that your will is being accomplished through this radio broadcast. Lives are being transformed. People are being healed. Souls are being delivered. Father, we pray today that someone would accept Christ today because you had them to tune in and dial, and they saw and they heard their need of you, and they said yes. I pray, Father, for many souls to be saved through this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're looking at the scripture today. Let's look at Ephesians 5 today. Ephesians chapter 5. If at all possible, you're at home and you have your Bible, turn with me. Let's read it together. Let's enjoy this time in the Word together. It goes by quickly. If you're driving, don't worry about it. You can always look up Ephesians 5 later. The scripture reads, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Because you're his dear children, follow him. Some of us are parents and we have kids, and we love it when our children are obedient. We love it when our children obey our instructions. So as dear children, the scripture tells us, follow God, be a follower of him. What does a follower look like? The scripture is saying, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. If you want to see this in action, the scripture in action, you go home and see sometimes if your own children, even when they're grown up, you see yourselves in them out of your what they say, out of their behaviors, out of their choices. Many times we can see ourselves. Sometimes we want to say, where'd they get that from? The apple didn't fall far from the tree. They got it from you. They got it from me. So God is saying, be followers as dear children. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. What does it mean? Imitate God. Think about the game of childhood. Simon says, put your hand on your head. Simon says, touch your toe. Simon says, hop on one foot. Be imitators. That was a game of imitation. Be imitators of God. Imitate him. That means do what he does. Say what he says. Do it how he does it. Do it how he say it. Do it how the scripture tells us. Be therefore imitators. Don't imitate nobody else. Not like that. Imitate God. That's what the instructions are. When you were playing that childhood game of Simon Says, you wouldn't imitate the person next to you. You would be focused on who the leader was and what they were saying and what they were calling out to do that, to imitate that. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love. That is the best way that we can imitate God. Walk in love, because God is a God of love. Love is who God is. He is love. And we're called to imitate him. Walk in love as Christ has loved us. Walk in love today as Christ has loved us. We are called, we are instructed to walk in love. In the example given, as Christ loved you. How did he love you? How did Christ love you? He loved you. He loved me when I was unlovable. He loved me when I didn't deserve love. But Christ loved me. Christ loved you. At my worst, at my best, his love didn't change. Sometimes our love changes. When our children are at their best, we love, we praise them. When they make a mistake, oh, we put them out, we talk about them. That's not the love of God. That's not the love of Christ. Walk in love. Imitate. Be followers of God. Imitate. Imitate God. Can your life, how we said our natural children imitate us, can your life demonstrate that you imitate God? Can your life speak for you? You zip your lips and don't say a word. Just be quiet. Like Jesus didn't say a mumbling word, they say. Just be quiet. Can your life demonstrate I follow God? Can your life demonstrate I walk in love? What does your life testify on your behalf? What does your life speak on your behalf? If you didn't say a word, would it speak loudly? Would it speak softly? Could it say that? This is a challenge for us in how we live. So walk in love as Christ also loved us. And how did Christ demonstrate he loved us? He gave himself for us as an offering. He gave himself as an offering and a sacrifice. Can you walk and live life as an offering to the unsaved world? To the world that don't know Jesus, to the world that does not have respect for the things of God, the word of God, the Bible, the people of God. Can you offer a godly life as a sacrifice and an offering? Can you offer yourself to Christ that he would live that life through you? We're vessels. Christ does the work through us. We make ourselves available. We yield and say yes to him. Can you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, the scripture says, that we're called to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and it's our reasonable service. It's like the basic service that we're called to live a life unto God, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. This is how I live. I live. I offer myself. I submit myself, therefore, unto God. Verse 3, but fornication, but uncleanness or covetousness, it says, let there be no sexual morality, let there be no impurity, let there be no greed or covetousness once named among you, but be that should have no place among God's people. No fornication, no sexual immorality, no uncleanness or impurity or covetousness or greed. Let it not be named once. Let there be not one time, instead of walking in love like God and demonstrating his love and following him, imitating him, instead of that being named, look at the things that he's admonishing us. Don't let these things be named. Don't live a life that your life can't testify that you're an imitator of God, a follower of God, that your life can't testify that you walk in the love of Jesus Christ, because what your life is speaking instead is a life of immorality, sexual immorality, a life of fornication, a life of impurity, a life of covetousness and greed. He says, neither let obscenities, obscene stories, foolish talking, don't let coarse jokes that we should not speak or listen to be named among us. Those are not convenient, but rather let us be known for giving thanks. Are we known for giving thanks? Are we known? She's always thankful. She's always giving glory to God. She's always bringing up how good God is. What are we known for? Remember, if you couldn't say a word, would your thanksgiving stand up and testify on your behalf? Would your heart of thanksgiving stand up and be a character witness in the courts of heaven on your behalf? Are we living a life that will testify and speak on our behalf? Are we living a life that we have filled ourselves up with the word of God? Our responsibility is to hide the word in our heart. Have we lived this life in that manner that the scripture talks about? That we've become living epistles, so much word in, we're a walking epistle, the living word in action, hid in our hearts, filled up with the word of God. That's how the Lord wants us to live. It says, for this know, that no whoremonger, no immoral person, no unclean or impure or perverse person, no covetous or person filled with greed. This type of individual who is an idolater will inherit the kingdom of Christ and God. They will not, the scripture tells us, I don't want that to be me. I want to live so, like verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Imitate God like he's your father, like a child that loves and honors and respects his father and wants to be just like him, and go put on his shoes and go put on his daddy clothes and practice walking around like him. Imitate God. Love like God. Imitate loving like God. Watch God so closely through his word that you see the keys and the wisdom nuggets of how to live this life like Christ. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Let no man deceive you or try to excuse these sins. For the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't let nobody fool you and try to deceive you by saying, well, I know the Bible says this, but it's okay. Don't be deceived. Do not be deceived in this day and hour. It says, don't participate in these things that people do. The wrath of God comes not on the children of obedience, but on the children of disobedience. God is giving grace, giving grace, giving grace. But here it is. Our hearts are stubborn. Our hearts are rebellious, and we won't yield to him. And therefore, the wrath of God comes. Be ye not partakers of them. Do not partake. Do not participate. Instead, imitate God. Instead, commit yourself to God. Instead, be bold about your faith and love of God. Instead, be steadfast in your faith and love and walk, Christian walk. Verse 9, for you were sometimes in darkness. Before we knew Christ, before we were saved, we all walked in darkness. We all walked in sin. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. It was because of the light switch of Christ flipped on in our lives. And we heard the word of truth. And we made a decision. I want to live for God. We made a decision. I want to be free from sin. We made a decision. I want to experience a life where I imitate God, where I follow hard after God. I keep in step with him. I want to live a life where I love like God because he so loved me. When I think about the love that he lathered and poured on me, it makes me want to serve him because I can testify that he has been good to me. I can testify that he has been good to me. God is good and he loves us and he has a great plan for our lives. It says, for we were sometimes darkness, but now I'm light. Now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now the light of God within you produces what is good, what is right, what is true. You're no longer the person that walked in darkness. And anybody listening, you don't have to be. Today is a new day. Today is a day of salvation. Today is the day that you can say yes to God. Today is the day that you can purpose in your heart, I give myself to you, God. If you would have me, I give myself to you. I thank you for another chance. Thank God today for another chance. Every one of us that's living and breathing, we can thank God for another chance. God, we are here because God has given us another chance. We are here because God has been good to us. We are here because of the goodness of the Lord. We are here because of the goodness of the Lord. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. It says, verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, in righteousness and truth. For the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, for this light within you produces only that which is good and right and true. The fruit of the Spirit, God's love, God's joy, God's peace, God's goodness and patience, God's kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness, goodness, that is produced in our lives. The scripture says it's a light as we walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. It's in all righteousness. It's in all truth. It's evidence that the fruit of the Spirit is being manifested, produced in our lives. There will be evidence. The fruit and the light of God is testifying. God abides in this vessel. God is abiding in this person. We live our lives by a lot of talk, but we all know talk is cheap. It's a life lived out in the power of God and demonstration of God. It's a life lived out where Christ on the inside, the Holy Spirit of God on the inside, the Father on the inside, will make evident that they are on the inside, on the outside. If you understand what I'm saying, when Christ is living in us, when the Holy Spirit of God is living and dwelling in us, when Abba Father is dwelling in us, makes his abode in us, the evidence will show up on the outside. Our lives will produce fruit. Our lives will produce what's on the inside. That's what's going to show up on the outside. Sometimes we spend so much effort and energy doing work on the outside, trying to look a certain way, be a certain way, act a certain way. But the truth is going to show up on the outside. The truth going to show up. It's going to show up. It's going to speak. We've been talking about testifying and speaking for itself in this John chapter 5. It's going to prove what is the acceptable unto the Lord. It will carefully, definitely prove and determine what pleases the Lord. We're told, take no part in the worthless deeds of evil. Take no part, have no fellowship in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove darkness. Reprove, expose darkness, expose their evil intentions. They're going to be exposed when the light of God that's in us shines on them. And so sometimes you see people don't like it because your light is shining and it causes them to realize, hey, the light shows up my darkness. And so sometimes they act some type of way with you. But I declare today, keep shining brightly for the Lord. The world needs us to be salt and light. The world needs to see the light of God. The Holy Spirit needs us to be bold believers, needs us to be bold witnesses. He needs us. He works through us. He uses us. We are his hands and feet in the earth to accomplish the will of God, that souls might be saved, that somebody would decide and make a decision to give their life to Jesus, give their life to Jesus Christ, to accept the Lord as their Lord and Savior, to give God a chance, to give God a chance to throw themselves on his mercy and grace. God loves you today. God loves you. God has a fantastic, wonderful plan for your life. God loves you so much, if you only knew how much he loved you. And his love will never change, never change. And that's how he wants our love to be unchanging, our love to be remaining, our love to be the love displayed to us by the Father. That's the love he wants to give us to give to the world in his name. He doesn't want us to give away our wishy-washy, sourpuss, fleshy love. He doesn't want us to give that away. He wants us to give his love. And for that, we need to ask him, love them through me. Love them through me. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. He said, Father, forgive them through me. We need to say sometimes, Father, forgive them. Father, do it through me. I yield myself. Love them through me with your perfect love. Love them through me. Forgive them through me. Sometimes it's not us, it's God, his love, his power of forgiveness, his strength, his empowering us to do it. He's doing it through us because we allow him, because we say, yes, God, please help me forgive them through me. Please love them through me. Let them feel your love when I speak, when I hug them, if I have to encourage them. If I also have to stand on the truth of God's word and speak in love that this is not biblical and this is not right, this is not godly. If I have to do that, let them hear it through your love. Let there be peace and unity, for it's a shame to even speak of the things that are done in secret, done in the dark. But let everything that is reproved be made manifest by the light. For whatever does make manifest is light. The light of God. Is shameful to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. Their evil intentions are going to be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. That's why the scripture says, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Christ gives us light. All we got to do is ask for it. And in Genesis, in the beginning, the scripture says, God, and God said, let there be light. The light of God is here for you today. The light of God is here for me today. All we got to do is ask, declare, and proclaim, let there be light. Let there be light in my life. Let there be light in my home. Let there be light in my workplace. Let there be light in my car. Let there be light in my bank account. Let there be light in my mirrors. Let there be light in my children. Let there be light in my grandchildren. Let there be light. God, shine your light in every crevice, crack, and corner of my life, of the chambers of my heart, of the corners of my mind. Let there be glorious, wonderful God's light. And the light of the world, we know, is Jesus, the light of the world. So seeing this, seeing that we understand this, the scripture in Rome, in Ephesians 5, let us walk carefully how we live. Let us walk circumspectly. Let's not live as fools, but we're admonished to live as wise. We're admonished to be careful how you live. Don't live like a fool, but live like those who are wise. In the scripture, there is the parable that talks about the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. And the difference was the wise virgins were filled, had lamps that were filled and had extra oil. And so we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with the light of God. We need to be filled with the love of God. And we need to imitate and follow after God and after the things of God. That needs to be our daily practice so that our life can speak for us. Our life can testify. Our life can demonstrate by the Holy Spirit producing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives that we are His, that we are Christ, that our lives have been hid and transformed through the power of Jesus Christ. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing and just an encouragement in how we live and walk from Ephesians chapter 5. We did verses 1 through 15. This last one, I'll stop right there. I just pray that the broadcast has been a blessing, that the word of God will continue to change your lives as we fill up with the word and we walk out its truth, and that the world may see that we are Christ beings. Be blessed, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32934.